was out on the ice and, you know, skating around and thinking, wow, you know, I mean, he's actually playing hockey. Well, at the end of that game, one of the kids actually punched one of the other kids in line when they were shaking hands, and I thought to myself, it's hockey.
That's Norm Thage describing his son Adam's first ever sled hockey game. Adam was born with spina bifida and became infatuated with hockey when his dad took him to a Sabres game at age 3. He was playing sled hockey by the time he was 6, and now, 16 years later, Adam has racked up the awards, including 2 gold medals at the Paralympics in Vancouver in 2010 and Sochi earlier this year.
It's really just given me something to be a part of and to be around guys just like myself and, you know, with the same disabilities, or to be able to talk about those things that maybe other people don't really, you know, understand. It's pretty cool.
Well, Adam came to the sport at an early age. Another Buffalo area native, Paul Schaus, began playing after losing his legs in Afghanistan. While at Walter Reed Medical Center in Washington, Paul was able to watch Adam win gold in 2010, and he knew he wanted to be there.
I got hurt in 2009. I remember the games in Vancouver were going on in 2010, and I actually got to watch some of that while I was in Walter Reed and to see, like, how those guys play, Adam on the team and some of those other guys on that 2010 team. To see them play and to see, like, where I could go with the sport and the skill level I could get to, it just really wanted to make me work hard to get on that national team.
Sled hockey allows individuals with physical challenges to play ice hockey. Players are seated on sleds. They maneuver on the ice using 2 shorter hockey sticks with metal picks on one end. Although the majority of the rules remain the same, Paul, who grew up playing ice hockey at Bud Bankwell in Buffalo, says there are a few differences.
Sled hockey is 100% more difficult out there because it's hockey, but you're using all upper body to propel yourself and control the puck with your hands, too.
Sled hockey has been around Western New York for more than 20 years, but Norm, Adam, and Paul all agree the sport is gaining momentum now. The competition is getting tougher. There are 5 sled hockey teams in Western New York alone and 7 sled-accessible rinks here, including Harbor Center. Aside from his fatherly duties, Norm is a USA sled hockey representative. He attributes the rise in sled hockey's popularity to the coverage the Paralympic team received leading up to and during the games in Sochi this year.
It was broadcast live on NBC, and then also the great exposure that we got from PBS doing Ice Warriors was a huge plus for us as well, and it really brought to light these athletes, which is really what they are. Talk to any of them, and they don't want to be really concerned about their disability. It's about being an athlete and being a hockey player.
Sled hockey programs are now starting up across the country in places you would never imagine.
We're in cities now like Birmingham, Alabama, and Louisville, Kentucky, and Wichita, Kansas, and, you know, all these different places that, you know, aren't even typically, you know, stand-up hockey programs. You know, we have sled programs.
And it appears Buffalo might be leading the way. When the Paralympic team was in Sochi, they were asked if Buffalo might be interested in hosting the World Sled Hockey Championships.
They approached us and said, you know, we heard this really cool thing happening in Buffalo, and this gentleman named Mr. Pagula, and he's building this thing there that we heard about. It's incredible, and do you think that they'd be interested in holding a world championship? And I said, well, I don't know, but I'm going to go home and ask.
They did ask, and the answer was yes. The Sled Hockey World Championship will be held at Harbor Center late next April, with 8 nations vying for the coveted gold medal. A new challenge for Adam and Paul, something Adam says he has always faced by focusing on what he's trying to accomplish rather than the obstacles in his way.
I really felt like, you know, I was just a kid growing up, and I never saw myself as different. So, you know, I think giving them something to be a part of and for something for them to do really helps your mindset and kind of helps them get over the obstacles that they're faced in everyday life.
Cheryl Hagan, WBFO News.